This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, June 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Stabenow, deal's a deal. Next steps in milk pricing debate and tax measure aims to boost E15. Congress averts default. The Senate, late yesterday, easily cleared the bill suspending the debt ceiling 63-36. 46 Democrats and 17 Republicans voted for the bill. No one gets everything they want in a negotiation, but make no mistake, this bipartisan agreement is a big win for our economy and the American people. That President Biden in a statement after the vote. SNAP work rules settled, Stabenow says. House Republicans are now saying they may take another look at tightening SNAP work requirements. But Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow tells AgriPulse the issue is settled and won't be addressed again in the upcoming farm bill. We'll have discussions, but what's been agreed to has been agreed to. As far as I'm concerned, this piece is settled. We have a lot of other issues in the farm bill to address, said the Michigan Democrat. Under the agreement between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the age limit for SNAP work rules is being raised to 54, but there will be new exemptions from the requirements for veterans, homeless people, and young adults aging out of the foster care system. The provisions are a key part of legislation to increase the debt ceiling. Keep in mind, Republicans were put on the defensive when the Congressional Budget Office estimated those SNAP provisions would increase, not cut, SNAP participation. House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson disputes the CBO cost estimate, but after the Wednesday night vote on the debt deal, he also wasn't ruling out using the farm bill to revisit the new exemptions. Cramer likes permitting reform language in debt deal. Senator Kevin Cramer, the North Dakota Republican, tells AgriPulse the permitting reform measures of the debt ceiling bill are pretty significant. He points specifically to deadlines for federal agencies to complete National Environmental Policy Act reviews and a provision to enforce those deadlines by going to court. My oil guys in North Dakota are really impressed with it, Cramer said. The legislation requires agencies to complete environmental assessments within 1 year and be no more than 75 pages. Environmental impact statements, which are generally done for more complex projects, gets 2 years and 150 pages. Now keep in mind, Cramer also wants to see Congress tackle comprehensive permitting reform and require expedited judicial review for NEPA challenges. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA sets action plan for federal milk marketing order reform. USDA has laid out an action plan to move toward a national hearing based on the National Milk Producers Federation proposal to overhaul the federal milk marketing orders. The first step is a pre-hearing scheduled in 2 weeks on June 16th, setting up a potential full hearing on August 23rd. Dairy producers have proven throughout this process that with unity and careful attention to each other's needs, we can achieve impressive things, says NMPF Chairman Randy Moody, a dairy farmer near Rogersville, Missouri. Dairy strength comes from its farms and producers ready to face challenges and seize opportunities. Take note, the industry remains divided over what USDA should do. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest co-op in the country in terms of milk volume, said the hearing should be delayed until after the Farm Bill discussion. The International Dairy Foods Association has significantly different proposals before USDA. Lawmakers pushing USTR for action on Mexico's GM corn ban. U.S. lawmakers are losing patience with the continued delay by the Biden administration in deciding whether to formally challenge Mexico's dispute ban on genetically modified white corn. The U.S. and Mexico held preliminary sanitary and phytosanitary discussions under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement without a resolution, and now the U.S. must decide whether to call for a dispute process. Mexico's failure to adhere to its agricultural commitments under USMCA must be addressed with the same vigor that USTR has approached other aspects of the agreement, including labor. 62 House members say in a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai. USMCA, they say, must be enforced in its entirety. New state tax credit could boost E15 sales. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has signed into law a bill that's aimed at expanding the availability of E15 through tax credits for fuel retailers. American Coalition for Ethanol Chief Marketing Officer Ron Lamberty hopes other states will follow Nebraska's example, use the legislation as a template to encourage retailers to offer higher ethanol blends. He also called on legislators at the national level to pass the Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act, which provides permanent nationwide access to E15. Lamberty believes the law will encourage more Nebraska stations to start selling E15. They've moved. USDA's Farmers Market opens at a new site. USDA Farmers Market opens for the summer season today at a new location closer to the Washington Monument. The new site is on Independence Avenue at 14th Street Southwest. It's just a really great opportunity to connect with farmers here in the area as well as other local food producers. Jenny Lester Moffitt, USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, says in an interview for this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Well, here's today's He Said It. I'm sure that there will be continued efforts by some powerful special interest to limit this, but I believe that what we've done has been validated in the marketplace. That Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden, the Oregon Democrat, saying he expects further attacks on the Inflation Reduction Act's clean energy tax incentive. That measure survived GOP efforts to kill them as a part of the debt limit negotiations, but Wyden says there is strong investor interest in the incentives. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, June 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.